The Minister for the Interior, Mark Oyongu, says the time has come to decongest the country's prisons through non-custodial sentencing. He said this will go a long way to help make the prisons a conducive place for humans. Mr. Oyongu was not enthused about the situation where people who commit minor crimes are remanded in custody for years without being prosecuted. He said this is a major contributor to the prisons being congested. The minister expressed these sentiments at the presentation of a report on the Forum on Non-Custodial Sentencing Policy for Ghana in Accra.
The interest of the Minister of the Interior is towards decongesting the prisons, especially in the recent development at the Gumate Central Prison. It was observed at the forum that some non-custodial sentencing provisions already exist in the law books, but these are not being applied by our judges. Your Ladyship, among the suggestions and recommendations made is the fact that our judges should be trained and oriented to utilize the options available in our current legal framework and reminded through continuous legal education to apply what already exists in the law books, whilst efforts are being made to explore and expand the options. I wish to add that we have submitted 8 copies of the report to Cabinet, and copies will also be submitted formally to my colleague, the Honorable Minister for Justice and the Attorney General, to begin discussions to come out with the appropriate legal framework. As a key stakeholder institution, it is my hope that you will continue to offer your support to the Ministry and assist the Ministry craft the appropriate legal framework to expand the non-custodial sentencing options available to justices, which would have a positive effect on decongesting our prisons. I was at the Kofirua prisons last Friday. I was saddened by what I saw there. There was so much congestion, and people have been kept on remand for a very long period. We say justice delayed is justice denied, and we are delaying justice, the dispensation of justice to these people who are on remand. And yet we say justice delayed is justice denied. I would also want to appeal that if something could be done about the sentences that are being meted out to criminals,